hour and a half here to preach this morning. But no, I thank the Lord for the opportunity. I thank the Lord for the revival that we had last week. Amen. Are you encouraged for that? I am. I'm so encouraged. And just believe God is with us. He is truly with us. Amen. I want to, amen, stay. The last message that we heard the last night was about, you know, focusing and finishing. And what was that first one? Faith. Amen. But I want to focus and finish. Amen. And the only way we're going to do it is by faith. And I believe the Lord. I want to believe Him more than ever. And let's go to Habakkuk this morning. Does anybody know where Habakkuk is? That's on page 990 in my Bible. 990. Habakkuk is a minor prophet, a prophet whom the Lord sent. Habakkuk is right there in the middle of all those little books at the end of the Old Testament. Habakkuk chapter 3. And verse number 2. We'll read verse number 1, but our scripture, our text will come from number 2. A prayer of Habakkuk, the prophet, upon Shigionoth. Verse number 2, our scripture text. O Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. O Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make known. In wrath, remember mercy. I want to preach this morning on revive thy work. Amen. This is a prayer. The Bible says a prayer of Habakkuk. Can it be our prayer this morning? I don't believe anybody's name is Habakkuk this morning, but I would like for us to say this together. O Lord, revive thy work. Amen. That's what he prayed. Can we just lift a hand to the Lord this morning and say that in our hearts? Lord, revive thy work this morning. It's your work, Lord. O Lord, revive thy work. Hallelujah. Revive thy work, Lord. I thank you for it, Jesus. In the midst of the years, make known. In wrath, remember mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your grace to us today. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. In the midst of the years, right in the middle of it all, Lord, send us a revival. You know, there's a beginning and an ending to everything. There's a beginning and an ending, except God. There is no beginning to God. And there is no ending to God. But in our life, time. You know, time means nothing to God, but God works on time because we're so subject to time. We are completely subjective to time. We must be. That's because there is a date of birth and there is a date of death. And God has appointed both of them. And we don't know when our time, when the day of death is. I know that doctors can say, you know, well, you've got just a few months to live, or you've got just a few weeks to live. And I've heard them say, you've got days to live. And then they've called and said, you know, Brother Sam, they say it's just going to be just a little while, maybe just a few hours. And I believe that's the mercy of God in times like that, that gives us time with family and you know, to say goodbye and all that, because it's forever. Amen. You step over into eternity and you're gone. But here he said, revive thy work in the midst of the years. Praise the Lord. Right in the middle of it all, God, it's your work, and send the revival. Send the reviving. You know, there's a scripture that says, turn us again, O God, and cause thy face to shine. We shall be saved. God wants to send revival. Now, I want to preach about it this morning, and I know, amen, I'm preaching about it on the Sunday after revival. I guess I should have preached it on the Sunday before revival, but the Lord knows all about it, and all we can do is pray and ask God what to speak about, amen, and the Lord knows what to speak to us. And they sang that song, and I think they've done such a good job. They sang that song when we started the revival. They learned that song, and I requested they learn it. Said, I'm not talking about a 5-day, 10-day, 12-day, what is it? 2-day, 3-day, 5-day, 7-day church event, right? Amen. Revival is not just a schedule of meetings. Even though it's God's will to schedule meetings, because we're together with God's people. And even in the Bible, they had special festivals where they gathered together at the house of God. In the Old Testament even, and in the New Testament. We heard it in Sunday school this morning. Paul came in and preached late and long, and the man fell out the window and died, and God raised him from the dead. Amen. It was a special time. But revival, a reviving of God's work is what we need, and it's going to come through prayer. God will revive His work in answer to prayer. Hallelujah. Now, I believe that we know how to pray. Amen? I've been there before where I knew I had touched God. And there have been times where I didn't even feel like I'd prayed. And I may have even prayed longer in the latter than in the former. But I'm telling you, amen, when I touched God, and I knew that God was going to answer. I knew God was going to move. Amen. And that's what, amen, that we need to, that's the place we must get to. And God will revive His work. It's not our work. This is not our church. This is God's church. Amen. And you know what God's in the business of? You know, people are in different types of business. You know, a construction business. Healthcare work. All kinds of work. All types of it. The springtime's coming around and mowing yards and things like that, you know, and just any type of work. Painting, drywall. You know, would he have any of those around here that know how to do that? But anyways, I mean, you know, all types of work. But God has a business too. Do you know God had a business and God has a trade, if you want to call it that way? Amen. A type of work that he does. God's in the business of saving souls and healing bodies. And changing lives around. God's interested in mankind. That's His work. Amen. He can do mighty things. Look at the creation that He's created. Look at the flowers. Look at the azaleas blooming. The bushes are blooming. You know, early spring. I think the fruit trees have already taken off and budding out. And the flowers are gone. And man, if we get a frost, you know, it's going to take them out. Because they always say you have that Easter snap, and it's coming late this year. Easter's coming late. But God, amen, has created a beautiful world and can do it. Amen. But you know what God, amen, His number one concern and work is? It's souls of man. The souls of mankind. Yes. Amen. I was reading about a man that he said, the preacher said he talked, this man said sometimes he'd talk a little crazy or whatever, but said it, a lot of times he'd have some good sense, and he said, the devil come and talk to me today. And he said, what you want, devil? And he said, I'm interested in your soul. And he said, well, if you're interested in my soul, you'll have to talk to the Lord about that, because I gave it to the Lord. Hallelujah. Said, he's in complete control of my soul, so there's no reason for me to even talk to you, devil. Hallelujah. Because God, I gave it to the Lord. I believe we ought to give ourselves to the Lord. And when the devil comes to knock and say, devil, you go talk to the Lord about that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Revive thy work. God's work is souls. Amen. There's a song said, who will survive the storm that is raging? Who will be left when the when the battle is o'er. And, you know, we go through storms and trials. I was thinking, that's not the song I was thinking of. I was thinking about the song said, when the storm passes over, when the thunder sounds no more, when the clouds are rolled forever from the sky. I'm sorry I'm stumbling around this morning, but we'll get done here just as soon as we can. But there's a phrase in that song that said, when the long night is over. Amen. Have you ever been in a long night? I'm talking about, the hours are just so long. I've been in there when the minutes are long, when the seconds are long. I mean, it can't go by quick enough. Amen. But God will allow it to pass and He'll revive His work. Amen. God will revive His work when they had a drought because of Ahab's sin. And Elijah told him, said, the fire fell in 1 Kings chapter number 18. And the Bible says that he told after the fire fell, and they all fell on their face and said, the Lord, He is God. The fire licked up the water that was all around. The Bible said that Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of an abundance of rain. It hadn't rained a drop in 3.5 years. You're talking about dry. It hadn't rained a drop in 3.5 years. And Elijah said, there's a sound of an abundance of rain. I believe before revival comes, the saints of God will hear that sound of rain. I believe by faith we'll hear that sound and say, I know the rain is coming. I know the miracle's coming. I know God's going to do it. I know God's going to send us relief. Amen. The sound of an abundance of rain. Ahab couldn't hear that sound. The prophets of Baal couldn't hear the sound. They sure couldn't hear it now because they was all dead. All 400 of them. Elijah had killed them at the brook. Amen. Jezebel couldn't hear the sound, but the man of God, Elijah, could hear the sound. Now, I know sometimes we think, man, it's so dry. Amen. But I see, amen, maybe a brother or sister or a young person come into church. You can tell they got the victory. What is it? They can hear the sound of the abundance of rain. We can't hear the sound, but they can hear the sound. I'd like to tune my ear in frequency this morning. Amen. And hear the sound that God wants to revive His work in the midst of the years. Amen. The Bible says that he said, Ahab went to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Mount Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees. Now I know I don't want to get carried away today, but Bible scholars say, amen, that this is the way the Jewish women would give birth to their children. And even the Egyptian midwives couldn't believe how quick those Jewish women would give birth to their children. But Bible scholars said they would get down and they would bend over, amen, and put the pressure themselves and give birth to their children. This was a position of giving birth. Elijah, the prophet, put himself before God and said, God, amen, I believe I can bring forth a miracle through prayer. You know, the Bible said when Zion travailed, she brought forth children. You know what that travailing is? It's travailing in prayer, crying out before God. He put his face between his knees and he said, we're going to have revival. He put his face between his knees and he said, I'm going to stay right here on this mountain until God sends the rain. I can hear the sound. Amen. You know, sometimes you'll hear it before you'll see it in faith. Hallelujah. Because we walk by faith and not by sight. And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. He heard the sound before he ever saw the clouds. Praise the Lord. I believe God wants to encourage us today to believe that He will revive His work in the midst of the years. Amen. I've been there, church, before where I didn't know what God was going to do. And all of a sudden, amen, right in the midst of it, a few little change of events, certain turn of events, amen, maybe God would just save one person, or maybe somebody would just come, move to the church, amen, or God would do this, and all of a sudden you turned around, and just a little while, everything was different. Everything was changed in families and lives. Amen. You know what God wants to do? He wants to revive His work in the midst of the years. Hallelujah. And the Bible said that he travailed and said, go look toward the sea, you know, and said, he came back and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again 7 times. Amen. You know, 7 is God's number of completion. Amen. Even though God rested on the 7th day, the Bible says that he created the world in 7 days. 7 is God's number of completion. It's completed. Amen. And when he said, go again 7 times, he wasn't saying, go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. He was saying, go until you see something. Just like the Bible said, a just man falleth 7 times and then he riseth back up. Amen. We put numbers on it, but in Bible, amen, numerology, that means as many times as you fall, get back up. Not just 5, 6, 7, but if you fall, get back up 7 times. Amen. When God said, if you turn back on me, I will punish you 7 times for your sins. You know what God was saying? God was saying, I'll punish you as much as I can punish you. Amen. 7 times. You know, in the book of Daniel, when the Hebrew children was through in the furnace, the Bible said that Nebuchadnezzar was wroth, and he said, heat that furnace up 7 times hotter than it should be heated. You know what the Bible was saying? The Bible was saying, get it as hot as you can get it. That's what he was saying. He was saying, make it as hot as you can get it, hot as it can get. And when the prophet here said, go again 7 times, he wasn't just saying 5, 6, 7. He was saying, go until it happens. You ever heard that word push? Amen. P-U-S-H, push. Pray until something happens. We don't just pray and then stop. No, we keep on, just like the widow woman before the unjust judge. Revive thy work, O Lord, in the midst of the years. Amen. Go again 7 times. Keep on looking. Keep on praying. Keep on fasting. Keep on seeking God. The Bible said it came to pass on the 7th time. And he came back and he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud, hallelujah, out of the sea like a man's hand. The old prophet wasn't like a lot of us. Oh, that's just a little cloud. Amen. He knew that little is much when God is in it. Hallelujah. He knew that God could take, amen, one stone in David's sling and bring down a mountain of a man who everybody was scared of. He knew that God could take a little shepherd boy that nobody would ever dreamed and make him the sweet psalmist of Israel. He knew God could take little things and make great things. Friend, brother and sister, we got to get to the place where we can see through the eyes of faith and hear through the ears of faith and say, man, it may be a little cloud, and the world says, well, that don't mean nothing. You know, God will give you little signs. Little signs. It might just be small. People you're praying for and maybe just say one thing, they don't even mean to say it, but it's the Holy Ghost giving you a little cloud. Maybe a lost loved one or something, and you've been praying and you've been going and looking towards that sea, and that little cloud rises up. Amen. And the devil say, well, they ain't in church, well, they ain't praying, or, you know, where's everybody at, you know, or whatever the devil will say. You're still sick, or your bills ain't paid. Oh, but if you're a child of God, you can see that little cloud. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, friends, this morning, I'm not discouraged because I've seen some little clouds. I've seen it in hearts and lives. I've seen it in families. I've seen it in things I've been praying for. I know it ain't raining yet, so to speak, but I've seen some little clouds. Can I get a witness this morning? Amen. Is there some more prayer warriors here? You say, oh, it may be just as dry today as it was yesterday, but I've been on Mount Carmel, amen, and I have seen some little clouds. Amen. He jumped up out of there. Amen. And the Bible said that it came to pass in the meanwhile, that the heavens was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. Amen. Revive thy
work, oh God, in the midst of the years. You may be here this morning. Amen. And the Lord is bringing those little clouds to your mind. It may be one word that they said to you. It may be one thing that you saw. Amen. It may be one thing. I'm telling you, that's a little cloud. Hallelujah. God's going to send the rain. Hallelujah. I said, God's going to answer the prayer. God's going to save your family. God's going to save them. Amen. God's going to revive His work in the midst of the years. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I saw a weary traveler in tattered garments. Hallelujah. Clad. He was struggling up the mountain. It seemed that he was sad. His back was heavy laden. His strength was almost gone. But he shouted as he journeyed, deliverance will come. Amen. God will revive His work in the midst of the years. Praise God. Hallelujah. God will do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. The hand of the Lord was upon Elijah. Amen. Ahab was in his chariot and he went to Jezreel, but the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah and he girded up his loins and he ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. Amen. In those days they wore robes. Those Jewish men wore robes. Amen. They couldn't run real fast. Amen. But Ahab girded up his robe. Amen. And held on real tight and took off running and outrun the horses and a chariot. I'm talking about the power God can get on you. And the devil said, look how slow you're running. Amen. But just let the Holy Ghost get upon you. Amen. You talking about gaining ground. You talking about sending revival. All God has to do is send, amen, just one swipe of His hand. Amen. And everything turns around, Brother Wayne. Revive thy works in the midst of the years. Revive thy work in the midst of the years. I've seen it. Amen. The song she sang a little while ago talking about, I've had some high times and I've had some low times. Praise God. The old preacher, the old saint of God said, he's done gone on to glory, but I heard him say it, Brother Armbrister. He'd say, the Christian walk is like this right here. Just like this. He said, but it ain't ever like this. Hallelujah. When you get on that road that's like this, you better get off that road and get back on the one that's like this. Hallelujah. It's a straight and it's a narrow way, but sometimes we're on the mountain and sometimes we're in the valley. Hallelujah! But I'm telling you, God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ, say it with me, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Woo! God's the same as He's always been. Habakkuk said, oh Lord, in the midst of the years, revive Thy work. Hallelujah. Amba come down here and he taught us that song. We haven't sang it, but he said, I can see everything turning around. I can see everything turning around. That's all. And when he would sing it, he would turn around. I wish y'all could go to Africa with me sometime. Man, I have the biggest time over there. When they take up the offering over there, and I've been to several different countries over there, and it's the same in the churches. When they take up the offering, they dance putting their money in. I mean dance while they put it in. They'll take a basket out there, and man, they dance putting their money in. I thought, man, I wish we could get to dancing putting it in. We might put a little more in every once in a while. Hallelujah! I just get so tickled. I'd video them, and man, they just smile and loved it, you know. But he said that song, I can see everything turning around. Hallelujah! Do you need to turn around in your life? Do you need to turn around in your family? Do you need to turn around in your situation? Why don't you just turn around? I know you're sitting down. Why don't you just turn around? I can see everything turning around. Hallelujah. You need to turn around. Just turn around. Praise God. That's all right. Just turn around. Thank you. Now you can be seated. Glory to God. I need a turnaround, God. Hallelujah. Lord, I need a turnaround. Turn around, God. Hallelujah. I'm talking about revive thy work. Oh, God, revive thy work. In the midst of the years, make known. Amen. God wants to make himself known in our lives. Amen. The Bible said, amen, the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. The people that do know their God. Do you know God this morning? I know God. I know he answers prayer. I know he saves lost. I know he brings backsliders home. I know he heals bodies. I know he meets needs. I know God this morning. I know that he moves and feels with the Holy Ghost and encourages us when we're down and low. Hallelujah. Jesus said, Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? They said, some say thou art John the Baptist. Others, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. Jesus is looking at his 12 disciples and he said, hey, what's the popular opinion of who I am? They said, well, this crowd over here says you're John the Baptist. And this crowd over here says you're Jeremiah. And we got another crowd over here said you're just one of the prophets. And he looked at them, and I believe he wants to look us right in the face this morning and say, who do you say that I am? Woo! And Peter, thank God, Simon Peter. Oh, I know he had a lot of flaws. Praise God, I know he had a lot of ups and downs. I know sometimes he was unpredictable. Praise God, but Simon Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Woo! And we believe and are sure. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I'm talking about knowing who God is. Hallelujah. Is that all of it? No, that ain't all of it. It gets better. Woo! Jesus said, blessed art thou, Simon, son of Barjona. For flesh and blood didn't reveal this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. That's why we've got to have the Holy Ghost when we're preaching. Amen. That's why we got to have the Spirit of God when we're teaching Sunday school or whatever. Amen. Because, hallelujah, flesh and blood can't reveal who God is, even to the youngest or the oldest. It takes God. Peter, where'd you get it? Did you get it out of a book? I love books. Y'all go in my office, I've got books. Sometimes I say, man, I've got to put these books down. I was reading last night about this old brother who was a prisoner. Now, I don't want to get started on this because I'm out of time. Oh, wait, it's only 10:58 up here. I've got a whole nother hour. But he's talking about, and just in short term, I can't tell you it all, but so many different miracles. He was in jail and on drugs. His wife would pray for him and pray for him. God turned him into a preacher. Hallelujah. And the Lord told him, said, will you give me everything? He said, Lord, I'll give you everything. Your job, Lord, I'll give you my job. Your wife, Lord, I'll give you my wife. He said, I was praying, Lord, I'll give you everything. He said, I lost my job, had to preach. He said, but God met every need. He said, then my wife got sick. Hallelujah. Praise God. And died. Hallelujah. He said, I stood there and said, Lord, I give you everything. He said, but before she died, he said, she saw me saved and filled with the Holy Ghost and preaching the gospel. And she said, that's all I ever wanted in my life, was to see God move. Hallelujah. I'm talking about make known. Amen. The power of God. We've got to have the Holy Ghost to help us. The Bible said spiritual things, amen, can't be learned carnally. I love books. I read them. I love, amen, to read and study. Amen. Praise God. Oh, glory to God. But I'm telling you, the Bible says they're spiritually discerned. Amen. And he goes on to say, I hath not seen, neither ear hath heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man, the things that God hath prepared for those that love him. I know we use that scripture about heaven, and a lot of times scripture will have 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 different meanings. You know why the Bible can do that? Because the Bible is alive. Hallelujah! Revive thy work. Blessed art thou, Simon, son of Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Amen. Because he knew who the Son of God was. Hallelujah. I know who he is. He's more than just a story. I thank God we live in America, don't you? Thank God for the freedom. Amen. Go in the stores at Christmas time and manger scenes and, you know, and I mean people are living godless lives, but they're celebrating the birth of Jesus. Hallelujah. I know they may be making gain of it in their own self and all. But I mean, they're celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ, no matter how godless they are. Hallelujah! You know, God's got control of this world. Amen. The devil has only got as much control as God gives him.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. But he's more than just a story. It's more than a manger scene sitting beside the road and angels, amen, and donkeys, praise God, and sheep and shepherds and wise men. He's more than just a story. He is the King of glory. I'm glad that I know who Jesus is. He saved my soul from hell. He washed me in his precious blood. Amen. And the songwriter said, I talked to him this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. He woke me up this morning, started me on my way. He's the joy of my salvation. Yes, he is. The people that do know that God. The Bible says, be still and know that I am God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You know, I prayed for somebody for a long time. And I would quote that scripture, the king's heart's in the hand of the Lord as rivers of water. He turneth it whithersoever he will. I said, God, their heart is in your hand, just like a river of water. You can turn it wherever you want it to. I was raised up there about 18 miles north of the Red River, and you know, real sandy soil. And you know, the Red River is a wild river. It's got an undercurrent, very dangerous river. A friend of ours drowned in there. You know, my dad always told us, don't get on that Red River. Stay off the Red River. But years ago, before they dammed it up there at Lake Texoma, that river would flood out, and it still floods out, but it would really flood out. And that river would cut new paths. Just in that sandy soil, it just cut a new path. And matter of fact, I saw the other day, I don't want to kill this message this morning, I'm preaching on revive thy work. Isn't that your prayer, church? God, revive thy work. But Oklahoma and Texas is bickering right now in courts on the land because originally it ran with the river. And if you pull up, even probably on your phone, you pull up and look at the line on Google Earth or whatever, the Texas and Oklahoma line is not with the river in some places no more. And the reason is because that river cut new path. Well, they had already annexed and surveyed the lines for Oklahoma and Texas years ago, you know. The locals down there where I was raised, we'd go down there and fish. It was like it was a river, but it was a lake. It was just cut. They called them cutoff, and they named them by the year. There's cutoffs in there. We fished on 49 and 48 cutoff, and I think there's a 51 cutoff. There's a 19:8 cutoff and all that, but I'm telling you, God can turn somebody's heart. Amen. Just turn it right around. Proverbs 21:1. The hand of the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. As rivers of water, he turns it whithersoever he will. You didn't know it, sinner friend, but your heart is in God's hand this morning. And don't make him squeeze it too hard, because you'll be out of life.
playing games with God, acting like we're saved and we're not. That's a dangerous thing. The Bible said it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.
Now, I know gods we serve in this, that people serve in this world, they don't have to fear them. But when you talk about God and the Son of God, Jesus Christ, you got to be careful how you walk and talk. He's not playing games.
Hallelujah, Jesus. God help us this morning. Stand together with me this morning. I want the saints of God to know this morning that God wants to revive His work. Revive Thy work, O Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. While every head's bowed and every eye closed, no one looking around, you'll lift your hand and say, Brother Sam, pray for me. I need prayer this morning. I'm not right with God. Yes, sir. God sees your hand. Yes, sir. Yes, son, God sees your hand. Hallelujah. I'd like for the Lord to touch my life. I'd like for the Lord to help me. Hallelujah. Lift your hand if you ain't lifted. Yes, son, I see your hand. God knows. Anyone else here this morning? Oh, God, revive Thy work in my life. Yes, son, I see your hand. Oh, God, revive Thy work in my life. Revive Thy work in my soul. Revive Thy work in the midst of the years. Make known, that we may know Him. Hallelujah. In wrath, remember mercy. Let's gather in for a time of prayer this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. We don't have to have no piano if you don't like to. We'll just pray this morning. I'd like to pray for you. You're welcome to come. I want you to come this morning. Hallelujah. Come with the church. Amen. We'll take some time to pray here this morning.